It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and most importantly, why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to. We will take a look at the breaking news and technology today. We'll check in on Decision 18. Bob Hugin from New Jersey, will he win that seat? He's being endorsed by his party's, his opponent's party. And also, Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. But we start with all the latest from Washington with Byron York. Stand by.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog.
It's come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Huge news day for you, friends. Thanks for being here. Glad to get straight to it. Byron York is the top senior political reporter for the Washington Examiner, and we always appreciate his insights. And Byron, there's so much I need to ask you about today. I thank you for, first of all, for making time. I know that you're probably so busy filing what you've got to get done today that you would take time out is really a gracious gift to us. So thanks. But two stories that I know you're going to be keenly watching, and one is the Kavanaugh hearings, and the other is the unveiling or the finally declassifying of the documents for the FISA warrants and everything else. When that story broke last night, what did you begin to think and understand, and what have we learned so far about what these documents will hold for us?
Well, we've been expecting this for a while. Members of Congress, Republicans in the House, have asked the president for several months now to do this. And it took a long time. There were some people in the White House who didn't want to do it. The president did. And finally, yesterday, he did. And I think what we're going to learn, I mean, the biggest thing I think we're going to learn is more about the Trump dossier and the role that the Trump dossier played in the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation.
Sure. I
think what are called the Bruce Orr 302s are extremely important, because Bruce Orr, as you know, was that was the Justice Department official, and he talked frequently to Christopher Steele, who was the former British spy who compiled the dossier, being paid for, of course, by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And what the way it worked was Steele would talk to Orr, give him all the latest dirt he had found, and then Orr would go to the FBI and tell the FBI what Steele had told him. And each time this happened, the FBI would write it up, a report on this, on talking to Orr. They were called 302 reports, and there are at least a dozen of them. We've never seen them, and the president has said release those. So I think that would be a very big deal. And then there's, as you know, part of the Carter Page FISA application, the application to wiretap Carter Page, which was released in heavily redacted form. Maybe about 20 pages of that are going to be released. And Republicans say, I don't know, I haven't seen it. The Republicans say it's a big, big deal.
In addition to that, there's a bunch of new text messages that are going to be released. And I was not aware that we had possession of these, but ones from Andrew McCabe, ones from Jim Comey, ones from other members that may no longer be part of the operation, but were at some point in time. Is there any anticipation that we're going to get more insight on maybe just how connected some of these, what I've referred to as a possible conspiracy, were?
Well, something is possible. I have to tell you, I was a little surprised when the announcement came out yesterday and it said that the president had ordered the release in unredacted form of Russia-related texts from James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr. Now, remember, we'd been getting in kind of dribs and drabs these texts exchanged between Strzok and paid.
Right.
And some of those have been quite newsworthy. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how often James Comey texted. So I don't know how much this is. It sounds like it could be important. But,
but it definitely surprised you. It was something that wasn't in the mix already, and it kind of caught your eye.
Yeah, I mean, I had even reported on this. I had said what was expected to be released was a portion of the FISA application, which that was, in fact, ordered to be released. And then the Bruce Orr 302s, those were ordered. And then I said there was some other stuff, but I didn't know exactly what they were. So yeah. Apparently it is these texts.
That's going to be it's going to be interesting to watch. And I'll know that the Byron York column space is where we're going to go find all of it, because you're going to have the best insights for us, as you consistently have on this story as long as we've been following it. Let me switch gears to the other meltdown story in Washington. You've got Professor Ford, and you've got James Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, and they're all set for next Monday. But what is conceivably going to happen here? I noticed you retweeted something from Susan Collins that they're going to be allowed to cross-examine each other. This has really turned into quite a spectacle.
Well, Susan Collins, we don't know that. We don't know that'll happen. But Susan Collins, who's not on the Judiciary Committee, but is a very powerful player in all this.
Certainly.
Suggested today that the lawyer for Christine Ford and the lawyer for Brett Kavanaugh be able to question the other person before the senators start asking their questions. It's not a bad idea in the sense that you know how Senate questioning goes sometimes. There are speeches delivered and rabbit holes that are chased.
I've never seen Cory Booker do such a thing. I've never seen Cory Booker do that once.
And that's right. And some senators have Spartacus moments, and just all that stuff happens when you let senators just talk as they like to do. So the idea of having a lawyer actually conduct some questioning is not a bad idea. So this was suggested by Collins. She made it public, but it would be up to the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley, to
right.
decide whether to do that or not.
The president said this morning that
I would add one thing is I don't think we know formally that Ms. Ford has actually decided to appear.
Oh.
I think Charles Grassley, the chairman, said on a radio program either last night or this morning that the committee has gotten in touch with her on a number of occasions, and she has not responded. So her lawyer has said that she wants to appear, but now that it's gotten very specific, you know, Monday, this time, Monday, I'm not sure that she's actually formally agreed to it.
That's newsworthy because President Trump said this morning that Brett Kavanaugh is, and this was his word, eager to tell his side of this story.
Yeah.
Byron, I think all of us that remember it, or old enough to remember it, felt that there was very much an Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas thing developing here. And I've referred to it as a similar high-tech lynching, not for racial reasons, but for ideological reasons. These leftists don't want Planned Parenthood touched. They don't want Roe v. Wade to be overturned. And they think that he's got some sort of magic wand that's going to do that. But at the end of the day, at the end of Thomas's response to the Senate when he was before them, he said that this was about people that don't play the game the way the people want the way the powers that be want them to. And Kavanaugh seems to fit that mold. What happens if she doesn't show up and they don't really have anybody's side except his to take on? Is this still a campaign issue for them going into November?
Well, look, I don't think it could seriously be her story could seriously be considered if she didn't show up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that she will show up for this because she's now gone public with her story. Remember, she approached the Washington Post in July, and then she approached Congress in July,
right?
And then she retained a lawyer, a Washington lawyer who specializes in these kind of cases, also in July, and in early August, at that lawyer's behest, she took a polygraph test. These are not really the actions of somebody who plans to remain anonymous
That's true.
All the way through. So We'll see.
Okay, and you'll be covering it. Byron York, Washington Examiner, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue. Carol Markowitz up next.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have a threefolded problem here in the Bronx on the westbound Cross Bronx Expressway. Problem number one is a bumper-to-bumper ride all the way across from the Bruckner to the George Washington Bridge. Problem number two is a broken-down car along the way right by 3rd Avenue in the center lane. And problem number three is a crash right in the area of the Sheridan, and the far right lane is currently out of service. On the Deegan traveling northbound, we're looking at delays. RFK Triborough right up and onto the Cross Bronx Expressway. Southbound, we're looking at delays out of Van Cortlandt Park down into the Cross Bronx Expressway. FDR northbound, we're slow from the Williamsburg Bridge right up to the George Washington Bridge with an accident along the way at the RFK Triborough Bridge. And southbound, we're slow into the 59th Street Bridge with a collision. Northbound on the West Side Highway, we're slow off 12th Avenue coming up to the George Washington Bridge. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson River, GW Bridge coming into Manhattan. At the moment, it's really not too bad of a ride into the tolls. A little slow across the span onto the New York side. Lincoln Tunnel, about 15 to 20 outbound, less than 5 on the city-bound side, 45 out at the Holland. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's Salute to Staten Island Fun Fact is brought to you by Empire State Bank. With locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley, you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. They take your business personally. Listen to the Joe Piscopo tomorrow morning. Every weekday at 7:40, get to answer the Staten Island Daily Trivia Question. Daily winners, a $25 gift card from Modell Sporting Goods. Three locations on Staten Island, and as everybody knows, you gotta go to Moe's. All daily winners will be eligible to win a grand prize of two tickets to attend the New Year's Eve gala at the Nicotra's Ballroom at the Hilton Garden Inn, valued at more than $400. And I'm going to give you tomorrow's trivia question right now. This is the one that Joe Piscopo, cross our fingers, hope to die here, is actually going to ask for tomorrow. And here it is. What is the name of the groundhog at the Staten Island Zoo? Now, unless he has something against groundhogs, I'm pretty sure Joe Piscopo is going to ask that tomorrow morning at 7:40. So make sure you do it. Again, cross my fingers and pinky toes. I cannot guarantee that he'll ask it, but we're going to try and hope and pray to God that he asks this question. What's the name of the groundhog at the Staten Island Zoo? Listen to Joe Piscopo tomorrow morning. Hopefully he'll ask that question for your chance to win. Same 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for making us your choice. As we continue to kind of heat up the election cycle, as the elections of 2018 continue to be just around the corner, we are following not only the most important figures in the political landscape, but also the most important analysis of what's going on. And Carol Markowitz certainly fits that bill. She is a weekly columnist for the New York Post and one of those people that, you know, she can talk as in-depth and is analytical about some nuance of a political story. And then the very next day hits you right upside the head with something common sense and practical from life as well. So it's, she's really a dual threat when it comes to making you think more clearly. And we always enjoy having her with us on the Tuesday edition. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much.
I mean, I mean every bit of that. When I've got people like in the A block, like Byron York and Kim Strassel and Molly Hemingway, and I'm able to come into you know that cleanup hitter right behind them with someone like you, we really do have the brain trust of, I think, some of the best conservative minds in America. And I don't apologize for the fact that it shows in our ratings. We're having a great year. And
okay,
I was actually with a talk show host the other day, and he's like, "Oh, I'm having a bad year. My year's down." I'm like, "Mine's not. It's the best we've ever had." So, sucker, take a lesson.
Kevin.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back. So, I got to ask you the accusations from this Ms. Ford, the university professor that's now accused Mr. Kavanaugh. They're going to slate this for Monday. They're going to each get a time to say their piece. And then I think we're going to have some sort of moment where, you know, they're going to have Q&A and everything else. What is your sense of, from a historical perspective, from a contemporary perspective, what are your feelings about where we're at with the Kavanaugh confirmation?
You know, what's most shocking about this, and I'm no babe in the woods, I know how politics works, I know how dirty and disgusting it could be, but what's really most shocking to me is that Dianne Feinstein sat on this for over a month, let the hearings happen without ever bringing it up, and now is using it as a tactic to delay.
Even in her private meeting with him, she didn't bring it up.
Right. She does not think this is a story, is really what it is. This is a last-ditch effort. This is a classic case, a classic Hail Mary to rid us of, you know, to rid America of this nominee. And I think what's crazy is if they succeed, what do they think is going to happen? That Trump is going to, like, not nominate anybody else? It's going to be Barrett. I mean, hello. And so I feel like it's going to backfire. I've also seen, even before like any of the details came out on this, and even after, I've seen so many Republicans saying, you know, I was very disillusioned. I've been kind of like out of the, you know, caring about politics game. But this has motivated me to vote in November. And, you know, I still think it's going to be an out year for any party is always difficult. And so I do think that the Democrats are going to have some serious gains in November. But I think this whole episode has backfired politically for them because I hear Republicans caring more about other Republicans winning right now.
Well, you know why? Because this is exactly the nasty swamp that Trump got elected on. He got elected by saying you're dysfunctional. Rat brains that are in Washington are screwing the country over, and they're not getting the work of the people done, and they're not getting the business of government done. And the whole thing that made Trump Trump was this kind of junk.
Yeah,
and the fact that they're coming after a guy that has the record that Kavanaugh has. So someone on Twitter asked me yesterday, goes, "Well, why is it so important that he be the guy?" And I said, "Do you know anything about his history? 300 independently authored decisions. He enjoined, I don't know, thousands more. He's got
he's a brilliant guy.
He's got experience at the highest levels of security and counsel levels within a former administration. He's he's been on the federal bench for however many years as long. He's been vetted by the FBI 6 times. They don't have one scintilla of any kind of this behavior happening ever again. And you know what people say about why do people think that Stormy Daniels is a probability? Because they think, well, Trump probably cheated on some people in the past and that probably happened. Why do they think Bill Clinton would probably do it again if he had the chance to? Because it's a pattern of who they are. There's none of that with this guy.
There's no pattern here. Right. You know, and it's not even in the larger sense that we should be defending our side. But in this case, he just seems like I feel like we'd be hearing more. You're absolutely right. We're not hearing any kind of pattern at all. And, you know, the letter that was signed by 65 women who knew him, I was thinking, you know, I know so many guys from high school that I'm like still good friends with that I think are great guys. Maybe we're great guys then. Would I sign a letter saying that I am confident that they never did anything when they were 17-year-old idiots? Like, no, I can't think of many men that I would knew at 17 that I would sign that kind of letter for, and yet he got 65 women to sign that letter. There's something to that.
Yeah, well, and he's got two aides that have worked for him for over 10 years each, and they're like, we don't even recognize the guy that's in that description of that account. And when you okay, so let me ask you this thing, Carol, because you said you've been in politics. What we find, so we don't know anything about her, right, at first. She's just anonymous. And then we find out that she's a registered Democrat, Bernie supporter, resistance member, contributor to, you know, all things left wing. She actually marched in the Women's March. She actually had her parents, bankruptcy? No, some case that came before Kavanaugh's mom's court, because she's a judge in the state of Maryland. And all of a sudden, no one in the media mentions any of what could be, and I'm not saying that it is, but it could be very strong motivation to try to torpedo this guy.
Yeah. Also, the fact that in previous conversations about this, she never mentioned him.
It's
a lot of questions. And, yeah. I'm willing to hear her out. I just wish this was a month ago that we were hearing this out.
No, I think we have to hear out at this point. But what what I'm hoping we don't turn into is Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas. But if they go there, I hope that Kavanaugh responds as strongly as Justice Thomas did, because what they did to Thomas was wrong. And they're doing it again. This is a high-tech lynching. It's not because of the color of his skin in this case. It's because he's conservative. It's because he's pro-life. It's because they're afraid that Planned Parenthood is going to go bankrupt if he gets on the court, which maybe are all legitimate fears. I don't know. But it doesn't mean you get to bust the whole system up. You don't get to do that. There were consequences to the election, and one of those consequences is this Supreme Court justice gets to take his spot if he's qualified for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. We didn't even get to your piece, which is a great piece.
Okay.
It's in the post from yesterday. U.S. Education Can Use a Ton of Rethinking by Carol Markowitz. Go read it and then forward it on to all your friends and make her page views explode through the ether. Carol, I appreciate your common sense.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough. When we continue, Decision 18 proceeds. Bob Hugin has more endorsements by people that should, on paper, be endorsing his opponent. So why is that happening? We will ask the senatorial candidate from New Jersey next. And then Ari Fleischer. He was in the green room with me at Fox News yesterday. Ari Zolden, another one of my good friends named Ari, joins me for the tech segment coming up. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have 70 degrees. We have light rain at this hour. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the tri-state is dealing with flooding after heavy thunderstorms swept through the area this afternoon, compliments of what was once Hurricane Florence. In Manhattan, subway riders posted videos to social media of water gushing from the ceiling at various stops, including the A, C, and E lines at Penn Station.
Water going down from the subway grates.
There were reports of flooding in Queens, Hoboken, and Jersey City, New Jersey. In addition, some subway station platforms looked like waterfalls from the rain. This guy, John Golan, was on the Lower East Side when he got caught by the flooding.
Honestly, I'm just waiting for a cab at this rate. I was going to try and figure out my way out here, but it's not worth it at this point.
He couldn't find an available cab, so he tried to figure out a way around the water.
I called an Uber, and I'm warning him not to go this way because he should be pulling up this way. I don't know.
Former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is headed to prison in a few weeks. Here's Scott Pringle with more.
Sheldon Silver wanted to make bail pending his appeal, but the judge rejected that request, saying his true purpose of that is to postpone his day of reckoning and that his appeal case is weak. So the former state assembly speaker will start his 7-year prison sentence October 5th. The 74-year-old man, who was once one of the most powerful lawmakers in Albany, was convicted a few months ago on corruption charges, accepting millions of dollars in kickbacks in exchange for political favors. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, weather permitting, Yankees host the Red Sox at the stadium tonight. Mets take on the Phillies in Philadelphia. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound Holland Tunnel, a 45-minute wait. Citybound side, about a 15-minute wait. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel is caught up as far as bad goes, 45 on the outbound side from all approaches. Citybound, though, not bad, under a 5-minute wait. And the George Washington Bridge, you're fine. Rain continues through the early evening hours and mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low 68. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 80. Sunny Thursday and Friday, high 73. Thursday, 80 on Friday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How you feeling about what you look like in the mirror? Do you not like what you see? Well, you know what? About, 45 days ago, I didn't either. And is one of the reasons why I said to Dr. Melinda Keller, hey, I know it works. It's been proven to work. You guarantee 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. I'm in. Friends, 32 pounds later, people in the office can't keep making remarks about how much weight I've lost and how healthy I look and what a spryer step I have and how my cheekbones look more pronounced because of all of it. Not that I care about much of any of that, but I feel healthier. I know I'm healthier, and I owe it all to Dr. Melinda Keller and the incredible weight loss program that only she has. 718-234-6212 is the number. Call and see for yourself. She will guarantee the results. 718-234-6212. I'm 32 pounds lighter. 718-234-6212 or myfatlossexpert.com.
It's the Can-Am Spider Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer. With its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in front and one in back, Can-Am Spider gives you the confidence to fully embrace the exhilaration of open-air riding. So get a Can-Am Spider during the Yellow Tag sales event and get up to a $5,500 rebate on select 2018 models. Visit your local BRP dealer today. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hey, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? We've been talking about the Kavanaugh confirmations and the hearings and the circus that's now infesting the swamp that is D.C. I'm sorry, friends. It irritates me to no end. All I can envision is Clarence Thomas at the end of his very, very similar treatment. No proof, but accusations, and all of it treated as though it was gospel law. And him saying, this is a high-tech lynching. And you would rather crucify me and my family than to put me on the Supreme Court. And he said, there's no court worth that. Well, is the same thing. If you're tired of getting the same result, stop sending the same people to Washington, because that's what's happened. You have literally Pat Leahy, who was on the Clarence Thomas confirmation committee. He was in there. Joe Biden chaired the thing. Anyway, someone who is making new ways to do things is, and he's not even in the Senate yet, but who knows, he may be at that judiciary panel at some point in time. Bob Hugin is his name, and he has some interesting news from the campaign trail. Mr. Hugin, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, always great to be with you, and you're so right about these Kavanaugh hearings. Why is it now? People have this information in July. Now, these things need to be reviewed to make sure we fully understand them. But he needs the opportunity to have himself be cleared. He's denied all these things, and so it's serious. We got to investigate. But why was it withheld from July?
Yeah. No. Well, and you know, I didn't know this until the president brought it up yesterday. But evidently, Feinstein was one of the people that had a very lengthy behind closed door meeting with Kavanaugh, and she didn't mention it in that meeting in private. She didn't bring it up there. She didn't bring it up the whole time that the judiciary hearing was going on. And Bob, this is the kind of stuff, and we're speaking with Bob the Marine, not Bob the criminal. I want to make sure you know the difference in the state of New Jersey. Bob Hugin is the guy that will be doing things differently when he gets to Washington. Bob Menendez is the same old pay-to-play corrupt guy that can't be trusted. Anyway, Bob, the thing about this is that you can't in any procedural way stop Kavanaugh from getting the votes, and you can't. And they tried in the hearings to put some sort of blemish on him, and he just came shiny. His demeanor was so composed and well kept, and he's such a good guy. So they're willing to destroy a man to keep from doing their job. And this is the very thing that gave us Donald Trump as president. The people look at Washington and they say that's dysfunctional. It's broken. It doesn't work. The people are not getting what we have voted for and what we need to have there. And Bob, we've got to send different people there to get a different outcome.
Yeah. No, you're so right, Kevin. I hope this is the low point where we say enough is enough. Let's act like people who care about the people, not our party, and do what this country needs as opposed to what you think is your political interest for re-election. It's disgraceful, and it's time to get this resolved. And I'll tell you, I'm committed to making sure when I'm down there, I've lived my life with integrity and honor and with the kind of values that we all share. We've got to live that life. And I promise you, when I'm back on this radio show on a frequent basis after I'm elected, to make sure that I'm held accountable to live and deliver for the people of New Jersey and serve with honor.
I appreciate that. And, you know, senators are a little bit different than congressional reps because you do not only represent the entirety of your state, but you also have great influence over what happens in other states. So it's an even more important thing. My youngest son just saw Spider-Man for the first time. There's that great line in there, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And that's what we've seen a lack of in Washington, D.C. But let me move on to an interesting development in your race. You have had person after person from the opposing party come out and endorse your candidacy. Talk to me about who the latest is and what is causing this blue wave to roll in the direction of Bob Hugin.
Well, you know, I'm very humbled by the support we have from everybody, Republicans, Independents, and clearly Democrats. Now, every week we've been announcing endorsements from Democrats, most recently a very experienced and talented mayor, Tony Fredo, who has been, you know, a public servant and lives and walks the walk in terms of working with others and doing things in terms of a way of putting the people first and not politics. So I'm so honored with his endorsement. And that's what we all need to do is focus on the people first. And I think it represents that people in Jersey recognize it's gotten too much. It's bad morally. Our values have been, we've been so embarrassed by what's happened, violating the law, disgracing the Senate and abusing the power of his office. And also, that's not delivering for the people. We're dead last. New Jersey gets the least back from Washington in any state. That's not acceptable any longer. I think the people now recognize we have a chance to change this on November the 6th.
Yeah. Well, people, you got to get registered. You got to vote. And if you want to follow Bob, do it on Twitter. He's a great read. And we appreciate everything that you're doing, Bob, to bring common sense, good conservative values back to the great Garden State. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me. BobHugin.com.
BobHugin.com, H-U-G-I-N. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1915, we were building the Panama Canal. In 1915, this gold coin that we are about to give away with Landmark Capital was minted in the San Francisco Mint, celebrating the construction of the Panama Canal and opening up free trade to the world. You can enter to win by heading to am970theanswer.com and clicking on the Landmark Capital banner. That's am970theanswer.com.
AM 970 The Answer is excited to announce the September Book of the Month giveaway from Regnery Publishing. This month's book is America First by Danny Toma. America First shows what putting America first actually looks like in terms of our relations with the nearly 200 countries around the globe. The book takes the entire world and breaks it down piece by piece, showing where America's interests lie and, just as important, where they don't. Enter to win a copy of America First at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding, maybe a corporate event or birthday, anniversary party, bar bat mitzvah, have you considered having it on a luxury private yacht? You know, your guests would be so impressed, and the memory that you get to make in that moment lasts a lifetime. Francesca is my friend, and she's going to help you find the yacht that's best for your event. And when we work with her for our big schmooze cruise every fall, Francesca, she throws out the red carpet for us, but she does that for everybody. Friends, you're never going to be able to impress clients or guests any better than having Francesca make sure that your cruise around Manhattan is in her hands. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Then how about a private deck charter? She's got yachts that are all fully insured and Coast Guard certified. And if you go to franstouchofclass.com, you can see them for yourself. Give her a call. Find out about the options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of all the services provided. Talk to her today. In fact, talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your next event. 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or go online to franstouchofclass.com. That's franstouchofclass.com, or 212-385-9400.
Hi, this is Larry Elder for besthotgrill.com. Not only do they have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. They are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as Solaire infrared grills, and they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish, contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. They have gas and electric models to suit most insulation needs, remote controls, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills. Get a free personalized sizing design at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solaire Infrared Grills at besthotgrill.com.
More than 120 million Americans are uninsured or underinsured. Don't gamble with the security and well-being of your family. Get a complimentary life insurance checkup with Brooklyn Allstate agent Dominic Mucci. With more than 10 years of experience, Dominic will give you a comprehensive assessment of your financial standing so that you can get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Put yourself in good hands. Get your complimentary life insurance checkup with Brooklyn Allstate agent Dominic Mucci. Call 718-362-3550. 718-362-3550.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zolden of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, Ari joins me every Tuesday, and we get to delve into one of my favorite sections of the news, the newspaper. The one locally here that really does a very good job of reporting on tech news all the time is the New York Post. And they consistently have stories that you just don't see everywhere else, and I'm grateful that they do. But I'm also grateful to be able to pick Ari's mind, because I understand a lot of these things are, you know, months in development, and as they come about, it's interesting to see what it represents in the tech world. Ari, welcome back. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Kevin.
So we've got a billionaire who's going to fly around the moon. When is it going to happen? How much will it cost? What do we know about what he will have to do by way of personal preparation? But it's here. We've got a commercial flight of someone that's going to go to the moon and back.
It's amazing. It's SpaceX's Elon Musk's first official customer. And again, this guy's worth about, his first customer is worth about $2.9 billion. He's 42 years old, one of the, you know, richest people in the world, especially within that age demographic. So for him to splurge on a joyride around the moon, is quite funny. But, you know, we spoke off air a bit, Kevin, that, you know, we're going to look back a decade and be like, oh, you know, we're going to end up, you know, bringing our families around the moon for winter break. But definitely from a historic standpoint, being the first one is definitely quite interesting.
I mean, this is like, what's the complimentary example? I'm trying to come up with one. I guess when when commercial airlines finally took that first flight where they had paid customers. I mean, separate from the Wright brothers, you know, trying to get the thing off the ground on the beach. But this is going to be quite something. And I do think it portends that a lot more flight, a lot more commercial passengers are going to go. And how soon does the price begin to come down? Or, I mean, what's it costing him this time?
You know, I'm not sure he disclosed the actual ticket price yet, but you know, I would be shocked. I'd be shocked if it was anything under $20, $25 million to be able to do this.
Yeah.
But in terms of when the price points are going to come down, it's going to depend really on how many customers they can actually, you know, do this, and the technology behind it to be able to get people, you know, up there and then returned hopefully safely in a pretty seamless process. And again, it's, you know, people aren't going to necessarily be going around the moon, but I could definitely see them taking a short flight trip. But for right now, Kevin, it's the billionaire club only.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of clubs, Tesla has dominated the electrical vehicle market for quite a while. In fact, I pulled up behind one at a light the other day, and I was just annoyed because I was like, your car doesn't even make noise. I don't like that. Get away from me. I need a car that, like, you know, has some sort of drive to it. But it looks like Audi is set to make a charge at them, and I've been seeing more marketing from Audi recently. They're ready to launch an electric SUV.
And I think that it's going to do really, really well. Look, you know, we speak a lot about this on the air every Tuesday, but, you know, competition, especially within the technology world, is super, super important. So for Tesla to have a competitor, overall, it's good actually for the both of them, right? It ups their game. But at the end of the day, if we want electric to become mainstream, it's got to be affordable to the end user. And I think this is definitely in the right direction. What I think is even more interesting, Kevin, is the fact that that Audi partnered up with Amazon Home Services to be able to deliver the charging station to your home. And I think that this is, you know, 20 years ago, if I told you a used book reseller online would turn into, you know, or evolve and work with an automaker, you would have said that I was crazy. So you can sort of see, obviously, Amazon wants to get into the home, and now they're partnering with Audi to be able to deliver a charging station to the person's home.
But that's the thing. I mean, the internet became the great equalizer. It just flattened the playing field. And so there's really nothing that can't, there's no frontier anymore that's not conquerable from the online perspective. It's really, really an astounding thing to realize. Hey, real quickly, there's some controversy about this. Now, every time I get in a car, when Fox sends a car for me to come do a hit like I did yesterday, my driver will now do, he or she will say, excuse me, Mr. McCullough, would you like to go via, you know, what's the best way you'd like to go? And I'm like, well, just pick the GPS. And they'll say, would you prefer Google, iMaps, or Waze? Like, they're asking me which GPS system I prefer. And I'm like, I don't care. The one that's the fastest. Get the car going. this is really a competitive space, isn't it?
It is. And obviously the dominant players right now is Google Maps and Waze. And we know the history of Waze. Waze was bought, Waze, an Israeli company. Google took them out a couple of years ago, purchased them a couple of years ago. And the dominant player in the space is without a doubt is Waze. They've got a huge international footprint as well. You know, and the question is whether or not is Waze the end all and be all in terms of GPS, and can we rely on the map of Waze to be able to get us to our destination with 100% accuracy? Obviously, the answer is no, but they're getting closer and closer to that point.
And the good thing about Waze is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the one that allows people to see real-time things to report and kind of automatically update on the fly.
Yeah, which is absolutely, it's amazing. It's live traffic layered onto Google Maps. So at any moment, if there's a quicker route, it will guide you in that path. So in terms of you're trying to get to A to B in the quickest, most efficient way, I mean, how incredible is that?
Yeah.
And they're What are they doing? They're crowdsourcing traffic.
Yeah, it sounds like a blockchain.
Exactly.
I'm kidding. I always get that wrong. Anyway, all right, great to have you. Thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Traffic still jammed up pretty good here in New Jersey on the Parkway traveling southbound from the Essex Toll Plaza right on down towards exit 130. And it's bumper to bumper much of that way. That is about a 20-mile stretch of very slow volume. Northbound slows out of the Union Tolls on up to exit 150 before the pace picks up. Western Spur, the Turnpike Jam, pretty much top to bottom on the southbound side. Eastern Spur, heavy southbound from exit 17 right on down towards exit 15W. And the car and truck lanes jam from 14 down to just south of exit 13. 287 jams south through Piscataway and right down into the Edison area. Now across the Hudson River, best way into Manhattan without a doubt will be the George Washington Bridge. Especially that lower level does not appear to be bad into the tolls or across the span. Upper level, that does appear to be heavy across the span. Lincoln Tunnel's a close second with about a 5-minute wait into the toll plaza, but forget it outbound. That's a 45-minute jam. 30 minutes in at the Holland, and more like 40 minutes going back to New Jersey, then slowing to the covered roadway and out through the tunnel-y traffic circle. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Empire State Bank knows what it takes to run a business and the importance of your time. Empire State Bank specializes in small to mid-sized business loans and will be happy to have one of their experienced business relationship managers come to your office, home, or worksite so you won't be inconvenienced and all your records are at your fingertips. Empire State Bank understands business and your need to be engaged in your business. Schedule an appointment with a business relationship manager at your location today. Call 833-393-7700. That's 833-393-7700. Or visit es-bna.com. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank comes to you when it's convenient for you, and they take your business personally. Remember, Empire State Bank comes to you when it's convenient for you. With locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Lower Hudson Valley, call 833-393-7700. That's 833-393-7700, or visit esbna.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I feel wonderful. I mean, a while ago, I was walking and my whole left side went tingly. And I don't know what happened. I've had the after effects of that in my hands and my legs. And I've noticed that since I take the fruits and veggies, I don't have that anymore. So that is one thing that I am very, very pleased with. Because I don't feel any of that tingly sensation in my foot. It's like my nerves are getting healed or something. It's just wonderful. I love this. I'm very, very impressed with this product.
For a limited time, use discount code THEANSWER to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code THEANSWER.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
One in seven Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know, when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and so thankful that you are with us every single day. Friends, as we are preparing for this most important midterm election of our lifetimes, it is more critically imperative now than ever that we think clearly and that we have the facts at our disposal. And that's why I think what's happened to soon-to-be Justice Kavanaugh, I believe, is so wrong. Because there is no, and the Democrats that have put all this up in front of us know this. There's no way that you can go back and prove or unprove something that happened 36 years ago. Especially when the woman involved said she didn't even remember it for 30 years. So it was so tragic. It was so traumatic. Well, Kev, she suppressed it. Okay. And then they brought it out with this shock therapy that the mainstream psychological world does not even practice. They looked down upon it. And she didn't have Kavanaugh's name attached to it until just recently. And in the process, and I'm not saying we shouldn't hear her out. We should. We should totally hear her out. But I lived through the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas debacle, and I know what that did to our national conversation, and it wasn't a good thing. It's still not a good thing. When you have no evidence, when you have no proof, the American standard is innocent until proven guilty. And that's what makes things like the OJ verdict frustrating, because there was all kinds of evidence, but guilt wasn't decided. But in situation like this, and you ask yourself with any degree of liberal understanding, they found him guilty already. And it reminded me of that Clarence Thomas moment when he said exactly what was on his mind.
I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves.
Beyond that, the Kavanaugh circus is not racially tainted the way the Thomas hearings were, but it is very much ideological. It's an ideological lynching. They want to see Brett Kavanaugh twist in the wind at the end of the hangman's noose. Because he deigns to say that the Constitution might not support what the courts have put forward as law for years. And they're going to go to any length they can to try to prove it. I'm Kevin McCullough.